the state of Glenville is very, very strong. It's growing. It's in transition. We're seeing our commercial corridors start to blossom. Our neighborhoods are growing, and our finances are in very, very solid shape. So I believe that we are in a very, very good position, and it's taken us 8 years to kind of get in this position, but it's a very healthy, strong, vibrant town.
What are some challenges facing the town over the next 4 years?
Well, I think like a lot of towns, what we're facing is revenue growth to try to keep up with the growth in the town. So what I mean by that is investments that we need to make in infrastructure, investments we have to make in our parks, in new paving, trying to keep up with all the old infrastructure that's breaking. These water main breaks are costing my town and many others a lot of money. And so we look to the state to try to help us with some of this. But I think the big challenge is essentially trying to keep up with that and finding the revenue without impacting the taxpayer too negatively.
Recently, the town approved a new comprehensive plan. Is there anything in the comprehensive plan that will be coming in soon or be phased in over the next 4 years?
Yeah, so our next step to that is now creating a comprehensive plan code and review committee, zoning review committee. And what they will be doing is looking at making sure our codes and our zoning sync up with the plan that was adopted. And so there will be some changes in the next coming months and maybe over the next year or so, where we change some zoning. I know one of the things we're looking to do is limit some of the multifamily home projects because there's been so many of them coming in, and we want to make sure we have a balance of housing stock. So I know, you know, we're looking at limiting where multifamilies are allowed to maybe just commercial areas or riverfront, but certainly not in the single-family neighborhoods. You know, we dealt with adult use zones, and we're creating a new zone for that away from our business corridor. And so you're going to see some of these changes as we go through the next, you know, coming months or a year.
How do you want to see the community change over the next 4 years?
Well, you know, I've been a big proponent of our parks and the growth in our parks, big proponent of the pedestrian trail that we started, and we have pieces of it in place. And, you know, as we can, we put things, we connect them with new trails. And so I'm looking at trying to get a town-wide pedestrian trail across Glenville so that we can have that, I think, a great asset for the town. So, you know, growth in parks. I like to see us do more cultural and historic events to celebrate our history and to give our residents more things to do in town. And, of course, the restoration of the historic Yates Mansion, which the town bought last year, we'd like to see that restored back into a history and community center that the residents can use for meetings and events and also to interpret our history.
And is there anything in your State of the Town address that you wanted to communicate to residents?
Well, you know, I think the big focus for us is a couple things. You know, we're looking to redevelop Freeman's Bridge Road into a real gateway, kind of a place where people, when they come through, they say, this is Glenville. And that's going to be a large undertaking. And we're working right now with DOT and the state on some ideas for that. You know, I think the big thing, too, though, I touched on revenue share a few minutes ago. We need to get a fair share of sales tax from the county, and the towns in Schenectady County are not getting a fair share. So when you look at your revenues coming in to a municipality, it's basically the tax levy and the sales tax that the county shares with you. In Schenectady County, they hoard the new sales tax coming into this community. And so the city and the county take 97 cents of every new sales tax dollar that comes into this county, and the towns are left with a measly 3 cents on every new dollar. You can't grow a community with that type of revenue share. So we have to work with the county to increase the revenue share to the towns.
Is a lot of that revenue attributed to the development in Schenectady and the casino area?
Yeah, a lot of it actually is also attributed to Glenville. I mean, we've grown tremendously in the past 8 years. We used to have a defunct commercial corridor here, Town Center. Kmart was closed. We had a lot of empty spaces. Now we're vibrant. We have, you know, Target in that place. We're Panera. We're growing. We brought in a lot more sales tax as well. So we're saying that we should share in that benefit. But currently, right now, the way the county has the agreement, we don't.